From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Vanilla spice, mangoes, and passion fruit are at the root of a collaborative agreement between two entities continents apart. MorningAgClips.com reports University of Florida's Board of Trustees have signed an agreement with the Northern Territory of Australia, allowing for exchange of UF scientists, faculty, and students, as well as the sharing of technology and development of research projects. The objective is to allow researchers to identify shared strategic interests on the sustainable development of the fruits and crops. The EPA is petitioning the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for three small refinery exemptions given to Sinclair Oil to be invalidated. Sinclair was granted the exemptions late in the Trump administration, but the EPA said the SREs were, quoted, outside the scope of the EPA's statutory authority. And there's substantial uncertainty EPA had conducted any analysis about their eligibility for the exemptions. Groups like the Renewable Fuels Association welcomed the news. Potato sales for the third quarter of the marketing year have caught up to the changed buying habits brought by the pandemic. PotatoGrower.com reports while potato sales remained above the same time period the previous year, March brought the total store potato sales down overall. Dollar sales fell 0.5%, while volume sales declined 3.6%. Sales across the store remained above pre-pandemic levels, showing consumer demand remains strong for potatoes. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.